Imagine what life is like when you wake up 365 days a year looking just like Santa Claus. When Sal Lizard was in his 20s, his beard and hair began turning completely white, and since then he's embraced playing Santa with an inspirational and contagious passion for the Christmas spirit. He describes his life and times in his book, Being Santa Claus. Santa Sal delivers the gift of Christmas inspiration in the book and talks about what he learned about the true meaning of Christmas. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Sal Lizard to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate that.
At what point in your life did you even think that this was a possibility that you could pull off being Santa?
Well, I guess that would have been when the radio station first gave me a red suit. I really didn't think I looked like Santa. As a matter of fact, I knew I was portly, and I had white hair and a white beard, and they were a little bit on the longer side. But I put on the suit. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I thought, okay, I can do this. Certainly, I wasn't planning it as a career path. I actually owned my own business, and I was just taking time off work to help out with underprivileged children. But as time rolled on, I seemed to become more and more Santa-like, and I had to change my lifestyle so as not to confuse children, because they started seeing me as Santa year-round.
And as far as that confusion of children, it should be noted for people who are listening to us on the radio of when we think of Santa, we would picture someone who looks incredibly like you. I mean, you have it down.
Yes, it was a few years ago. I was looking at some photos that were taken and at one of the photo studios that I was working at, and they took a couple of photos just for me to use. And I looked at one of them. I said, "Oh my gosh, I really do look like Santa." And that was when I decided. And that was just a few years ago. Even though I've been playing Santa for more than 20.
How much of it is changing your look, and how much of it is just adapting? In the sense of, there is the weight of Santa, there is the rosy cheeks, there is the white hair, the beard. So all of that, you can de-Santa yourself if you wanted to.
Well, yes. It's great because children will walk up to me. Well, actually, adult children mostly will come up to me and like tug on my beard a little bit and say, "Oh my gosh, it is real." And I'll say, "Yep." And so is the hair. And unfortunately, so is the jelly-filled belly too. But it's one of those things where I didn't purposely set out to look like Santa. But when I read these days, I need to wear reading glasses, and of course, my girth has been. Something that I've been fighting for some time, but my doctor tells me, he goes, "Well, you're very healthy." He goes, "And somebody has to be Santa." So
it might as well be you. Who hires a Santa of your caliber?
Well, typically I get, I participate in parades, and I certainly enjoy doing those. I have been at malls as Santa, and I enjoy doing that also. But I also go to homes, and I go to hospitals and nursing homes and daycare centers. I just enjoy doing all of it.
At what point did you say, okay, I'm going to embrace this, and I realize that it may be a pain that people are going to point at me and look at me while I'm checking out at the grocery store, and the kids are going to run up to me and talk to me, but that's something that's okay.
I never had a problem with it. There are fellows who have said to me, "It must get awfully annoying being Santa all the time." And I tell them, nope, I love the little children. And, you know, I have come to feel that a lot of my real bearded compatriots who actually enjoy doing this as much as I do. What it is there's some magic in those little smiles, and we all love that. And it's one of those things where if you had to choose something to do in life, making children smile is a wonderful calling.
You talk about, and we can get into this in a moment, about making those kids smile, but you said something a moment ago about how many adult kids come up to you and may tug on the beard, but you have a relationship with them as well. There is a reaction that you get, and I guess it's just the overall image of Santa, of something that we relate to.
I was walking down the street this morning after having breakfast, and a number of people, as they drove by, would honk their horns and yell Santa out their car windows. And then a couple of ladies that were across the street called out to me and waved. And it's just every adult see me, and the first thing they think of is Santa. A guy vacuuming the leaves up on the streets drove by to ask me if I was going to swing by and leave him anything really good this year. And I told him, of course, I don't know. I'd have to check my list. And he chuckled and said, I still believe, and off he rolled. And it's when adults come up to me, one of the reasons that a lot of children think I'm Santa is because they hear adults calling me Santa. And the adults will come over and say, can I get a picture for my nephew or my niece or my son or my daughter? They're not going to believe I ran into Santa. So it's one of those cases where people see me as Santa, and I like to think that because of the broad smiles and all that, I give them a moment where they think about some pleasant event that happened to them at Christmas, and it gives them a little bit of a moment or two just to be children again.
You do play it to the hilt as well. You have a bright red station wagon that has Santa painted on both sides. Your license plate says Santa. You have a bobblehead of Santa on the dashboard. There's mistletoe from the rearview mirror. So it's something that you have fully embraced, and it's something that you get year-round.
Well, yes, what happens is you don't have to wear the suit. It doesn't have to be Christmas time to be Santa-like, and I chose to go ahead and let the children have that moment. I'll go into a store sometimes, and a child will look at me, and I'll hear them say to their parents something like, Mama, that guy looks like Santa Claus. And sometimes I think the parents miss it when they say, oh, he's probably just some nice old guy that looks like Santa. You know, he's not really Santa. And you can see the disappointment register in a child's face. And when I see that, I like to stop, put on my glasses. I usually always have them in my pocket because I need them to read. And I'll pick up something and I'll look at it and I'll say, well, I'll be darned it. I didn't know that. And I'll ho, ho, ho. And then I'll clap my hand over my mouth and look around real quick and see the child. And I hold my finger over my lips as if to say, shh, don't tell anybody. And you can see them brighten up. And the parents, a lot of times if they catch me, they'll smile and chuckle also.
Has it interested you what the reaction is from parents of how they like to communicate with their children about Santa Claus?
Well, I found that parents tell their children a lot of different things. You know, when I first started off, I thought being Santa is going to be really easy because everybody knows Santa. So, right. You know, how hard can it be? But then I found out that children ask Santa a lot of questions if he's around them very long. And I didn't always have the answers. And then later on, I discovered something else when I started coming up with the answers, that parents tell children a lot of different things, too. So a couple of years ago, I was at a party, and there was about 40 children. And they were sitting in front of me, and I gave them a chance to ask Santa any questions they might have. And one of the little children asked me, as often happens, how do you get into my house if I don't have a chimney? And so I looked around at all the little faces, and I realized I didn't know what their parents had told them. So I said, who here knows the answer to that question? And the arms started going up. And I would say, okay, what do you think? And a little boy said, I think you just walk through the wall. And another child said, you shrink real small and come through the keyhole. And then a little girl mentioned my magic keys, which is one that I always appreciate. And then one little boy told me, though, that his dad took him outside and showed him the sewer vent pipe and said, I went down that and came through up through the toilet. So I just ho-ho-ho'd and laughed and said, obviously, everybody has a lot of different ideas. I think I'll keep that one as Santa's secret and, you know, keep a little magic in Christmas. And they all accepted that. So I didn't correct anyone. I didn't tell a parent that or tell a child that their parent was giving them the wrong scoop. Because I always want to make sure I don't do that.
Nothing more magical than a sewer drainage.
It's a good thing I fly around so I can dry out.
Absolutely. And now this is your busy time of year, so I assume that this is like a full-time gig, right?
It really is. Normally during my Christmas season, which for a professional Santa starts fairly early in November, but towards the end of the season, I am so booked up because even though I may be booked at a mall, I still try to do some daycares and things beforehand, and a lot of times I'm doing home visits afterwards. And so I have a pretty full day, and I may get up at, I may be out the door in my Santa suit on my way somewhere by 8 a.m., and then I usually don't get back to wherever I'm sleeping until, maybe 11 or so. And then I take off the suit, have a little takeout food that I've gotten somewhere, and I'll eat that, and then I'll go right to bed so that I can get up and start all over again the next day.
And you've even parlayed this into TV and movies. You have portrayed Santa on the big and small screen.
I have. I've been on television as Santa in a TV movie. I was also in a couple of big screen films as Santa, and I'm hoping that at some point in time, my book, Being Santa Claus, may be made into a movie, and I'm hoping for sure that they choose me to play me.
I would certainly hope so. Sal Lizard is the author of the new book, Being Santa Claus, What I Learned About the True Meaning of Christmas. The book is published by Gotham Books. Santa, Sal, it's a great pleasure to have you with us, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and I wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Sal. Appreciate it. Again, the name of the book, Being Santa Claus, What I Learned About the True Meaning of Christmas. It's published by Gotham Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.